Hi, everyone. This show has been archived. I've included a quick 2-minute preview, but if you want to hear the whole thing and all the other archives, go to schoolsucksproject.com and join the AV Club. Click our support tab and a drop down will appear, and you just click join the AV Club and you will see the options. Thanks.
So it's been a challenge for me.
Sorry,
to
just
come
so,
to terms
so the audience
this.
Understands, diagnosing is you're selfish, you're mean, you're cold, you're unfeeling, where you're basically putting a label on somebody else's personality and considering that some sort of step forward in the conversation when, of course, it's a step backward, right?
Yeah. Or even in the more formal terms, you're passive aggressive, you're depressed, you're schizophrenic, you're attention deficit. Codependent attention deficit disorder. Brett knows all about that from the school angle. So all that is really an inauthentic way to express what's truly alive in us, which is feelings and needs. What we're feeling based on what needs are not being met and the various strategies by which we're meeting these needs or not, right? Because we live in a domination culture, as Rosenberg has pointed out time and time again, and he's spot on with this. I mean, implicitly, he is an advocate of a voluntary society, explicitly in terms of this communication process, definitely. But I think that he is completely aligned with the fact that people should be treating each other in a voluntary fashion, and they should be able to get all of their needs met from other people, not having to sacrifice their needs for justice, for autonomy, for independence, for choice to other people. But because we live in this domination culture, people are oriented in this language, or steeped in this language of jackal, as he calls it, where people have very tragic, even suicidal ways of expressing their feelings and needs. And when this process starts to happen, it's very easy to counterattack, to actually accuse the person, criticize them, and blame them and shame them and determine who's right and who's wrong. And the whole sort of prescription of evil on people, which I'm very familiar with because of Ayn Rand's writings. Nathaniel Brandon said that he only knew maybe the high priest in the Middle Ages used the word evil so much as she did.
Hi there, listeners. This is Brett. I have some bad news and some fantastic news. First of all, the bad news. This show has been archived. It is no longer available in the regular podcast feed. Now, I know what you're saying. You thief! What could possibly be the fantastic news? Well, the show is still available at schoolsucksproject.com in a special bonus content section we call the AV Club. We ask for $6 a month. We do that because it is the only way we have to support this show. We don't do advertising. We don't take money from think tanks or secretive groups. We don't get any government funding, if you can believe that. It's never even been offered. Just listener support. And if you join the AV Club, you'll get a lot more than just audio archives. You'll also gain access to behind-the-scenes audio and video, unreleased podcasts, unreleased live shows, the After School Sucks special, a late-night adults-only bonus show that we do after our live call-in show, pre-shows, School Sucks home movies, and unreleased video shows. At this point, there is almost as much content in the AV Club as there is in the regular podcast feed. Tons of videos, a lot of really funny stuff. Oh, you can also get my Wheels Off Liberty archives. There's a comedy podcast that I used to do. Those archives are available nowhere else on the internet. So let me just say this again. It's the only way we have to support the show financially, and we need your support. So if you're enjoying School Sucks Podcast, go to schoolsucksproject.com, click on the support tab, and then click Join AV Club, and you can see all the options. Thank you for listening. I hope you continue to enjoy the show.